Hope all of you there is doing fine. As for me, I'm okay. Doing swell. It's Monday night, January the 8th, and I thought I'd try to make y'all a tape tonight. So a few words to you here on it. I've just got back from Fook Van today, and I had a real sweet letter from you today, Mother. It sure did make me feel good. I know that I haven't been writing like I should lately. I guess it's what you might call a short-timer's theory, but I don't know. I just can't hardly write a letter anymore. It's hard for me to do. I guess kind of depend on these tapes too much. But I come in and I was beat, and I'm wore out now. We went up to Fook Van yesterday, and that's about 86 miles from Benoit. C Company of the 34th has moved up there, and we're taking a lot of equipment and everything up there. And so we had a convoy leave and go up there, and we took what they needed up there. They're building them up a motor pool and a company area up there and everything. It's well, it's nothing like Benoit, but I guess it's all Army, you know. But I got back today, and got back this evening. It's about, I guess it's about 4:30 when we got back in here, and I had to get my truck loaded again. And we pull out again in the morning. We have to get up 4 o'clock in the morning, and we leave here about 6. And of course, we have to go down and check our trucks out and all this before we leave. Daddy, you know what I'm talking about on that. But anyway, we got to leave and go back tomorrow. We'll drive down tomorrow, and we'll have to stay overnight there tomorrow night and come back the next day. But I come in this evening. Like I said, I had that real sweet letter from you, Mom. And I read my mail, and I wrote Linda, and had 2 sweet letters from her today. And I wrote her, and I was going to write y'all, and I was just so tired and wore out. I laid down there across my bed, and I laid down. I don't know, I'm just in one of my depressed moods tonight. I get this way once in a while. And anyway, I laid there until about 10:30, I guess. 10:30. A man over here, he kind of gets day in, day out, he gets thinking about home and everything. And the longer I laid there, the more restless I got. I got up and got my flashlight, got my recorder out. I just reached in and grabbed 3 tapes that I didn't know which 3 it was. I've got a bunch of them in the bottom of my footlocker. I just reached in my footlocker and grabbed 3 tapes and wandered out by our fallout bunker out the back. That's where I'm at now. I'm sitting out here. It's right now, it's 20 minutes to 1. And I got to get up at 4 o'clock, but I can't sleep. I'll just sit here and talk to y'all a while. I don't know. You know how I am when I get in one of my moods. But I went out there, got out here and listened to these tapes. The 2 I picked up, well, one of them was the first one y'all sent me, and one of them was the one y'all made on Christmas Day, and one of them was the one that Uncle Greg made me, and, I'm going to say a few words to Uncle Grady on this tape. I'm ashamed of myself for not writing him or sending him a tape back, because I really enjoyed them talking to me and singing for me on the tape. Doris and Lee, Aunt Lois talking to me, and Raj. But I don't know, I hope y'all all understand at home. And, you know, it's hard for me to sit down and write because, well, I've been writing home for 9 months now, and it's about the same old thing, and there's not really too much that over here that I could write home that would be too cheerful. And I mean, I can't write home and say how things really are. I try to keep it to myself as much as I can. But y'all just bear with me. I ain't got but 93 days now, and I'll be home. 93 days from now, I'll be a civilian again. And God only knows how happy I'll be when that time gets here. Well, I haven't been doing a whole lot lately, just about the same old thing, day in, day out. I've been going on this convoy. Like I said, they've moved C Company up to Phuc Vinh, and we've been going up there, and it's a long old rough ride, and we go from here to Zion to Trang Bang up to Phu Loi. And before yesterday when we went up there, we had to stay overnight in Phu Loi because we had a little bit of, well, a truck broke down, and we was a little bit late getting to Phu Loi, and we stayed overnight in Phu Loi, and then we moved out the next morning. There was 76 trucks in the convoy, so you can kind of imagine what it looked like. But we moved out yesterday morning, went on up to Phuc Vinh. It's up north, it's up by the Cambodian border. And we got rid of our load, and then this morning we pulled out of there at 7 and come back here. And it takes a lot longer to get anywhere over here than it does back in the States. You know, you take 80 miles, it don't take no time to get there back in the States. But over here, well, you got 80 miles and probably 50 miles of it'd be bad road. And I don't know, it's hard to explain. I can't hardly tell you about it on the tape. All I can know is I got 93 days more to put up with it. I sure will be glad when the time's gone. I've sat out there tonight and listened to them tapes. Boy, I'd give anything to be at home. I want to be there so bad, I don't know what to do. And I don't know, I get one of these moods every once in a while, you know. And I just grab my old recorder and go out, listen to the voices of my loved ones back home. I'm having to tape over one of my tapes that I've gotten from home tonight because I didn't have any more. But I know that I've got quite a few more in there with y'all's voices on it, and I know that I'll get more the other 93 days that I have to be here. But I just feel like talking to y'all tonight. I wish I could be there to talk to you in person rather than have to talk on this tape. But, well, 93 days, that's about all I can say. All the boys, they're all doing fine. Larry, Tommy, y'all heard their voices on the last tape I sent home. And Tommy's going on R&R tomorrow. He's going to Taipei. That's up in around Singapore somewhere. But he's going up there. He hurt his back and thought he's going to get knocked out of his R&R, but I believe he's coming out of it all right now, and he's going ahead and going on his R&R. Maybe the rest will do him good. And I thought about maybe sometime around the end of January or maybe the first part of February, just taking me about a 5-day in-country leave and going to Vung Tau or one of the more secure areas around and just lay and sleep for about 5 days. But I don't guess I can get it approved. And tire. If I did, the tire would probably go by slower for me that way than it would just standing around here and working. And I guess the time's going by for me pretty good now. Since I've come back from R&R, they've had me on a tractor and trailer, and I like it pretty well. It's quite different from a dump truck. I've been doing a number of things since I've been back. Actually, I run a front loader a while, run a dozer out the pit for a while, but the last couple of weeks, well, I've been assigned to this new tractor and trailer I got, and it's quite a truck. I named it Abigail Beecher, and she'll motivate on down the road pretty good. Naturally, it don't drive like a civilian truck does, but I don't know. Like today, I loaded up with 4-inch pipe. I've got to take 4-inch pipe up to Fook Venn when we go up there tomorrow. And I don't know, a lot of the boys loaded down with cement. Some of them loaded down with truck tires and just different things, you know, various things. And things it takes to build up a motor pool in a company area. Brother Mac and Dad, y'all know what I'm talking about. I dread it. We got to leave here. We got to get up at 4 in the morning, and we'll probably pull out about 6. And we should, if everything goes right, we'll be in Fook Venn by somewhere around 4 or 5 tomorrow afternoon. And I don't know. I hate it up around them parts. It's not too far from Tainan, you know, up at Newer by then where I was at, up at the mountain. But I always hate to go up that way. I don't know, I just don't like it up there. But we'll be going now for about the next 7 days. We'll go up one day and come back here the next day, load up and go back the next day. It makes time pass pretty good. When all this is over, I'll be down the 80-day bracket then. Boy, I sure will be glad when I get down to 10 days. And when I first got here, I had 365 days. Now I'm down to 93 days, and before long, I'll be down in the teens. And I'm sure looking forward to that time to get here. Dad, on this one tape tonight that I listened to, you asked me about old Richards. Well, I don't know where Richards is now. I know he's still in the 34th. I haven't seen him for, I guess it's been nearly 2 weeks since I've seen him. But I haven't spent a whole lot of time here in the company area or in the battalion area since I've come back. Like I said, I've been on the road quite a bit, been going. But I'm sure he's doing okay, and I'll see him in the next few days, and when I do, well, I tell him you said hi. I told all the rest of the boys you said hi. And I've got, I don't know how many guys says that they're going to come out. They're making a point to come out and see y'all when they get out. There's a lot of them listening to your tapes. I don't know, it just kind of touches all of us. It's hard over here, you know, just to hear the word from home. And I've had so many of them tell me that. Dad, that reminded me so much of my mom and dad, and I don't know, everybody, you know, we all getting short time fever now. We really, really getting down there where it's getting close to time to come on back to the good old USA. Boy, I sure am proud. I don't hardly know what I'd do if I had as much time to go as I had when I first come over here and knew what that I know now. I just can't express how I really feel and how happy I'll be to get it home. Hey, Brother Mac, I told you on your little card I sent you, you was really cool in it, boy, in that picture you sent me. You look like you live in a live Raleigh. What was that you was eating, a big old Kip's hamburger, or what was it? Maybe a fish sandwich or a barbecue sandwich. I bet it's good, wasn't it? I've been eating them for long. I've been eating old sea rations here the last few days on these convoys. We had to take old sea rations. I get out here and when I first leave in the morning, you know, we'd take off. And about the first thing I do after I pull my motor stables or whatever my sea rations is, bone turkey or beans and frankfurters or whatever I might have. Well, I've got me some wire hooked onto my manifold under my hood. And I'll take and wire my sea rations to the manifold. And boy, it really warm them up, let me tell you. By the time we stop for dinner or when we get ready to eat, well, I get out there and open my old sea rations up and I got me a hot meal right there. Just a minute, here comes the plane. Kind of get used to them old planes going over and everything after you've been over here so long. They used to scare me when I first got here, but old Charlie, he ain't got no airplanes up in this part, so it don't bother me anymore. We, as I've told y'all ever since I've been here, we're right here close to an air base, and they come in and out all hours of the day and night. They raise a lot of racket, but when I do go to sleep, they don't bother me too much. Y'all, I've been sitting here talking my head off, and I just lit my flashlight here. And there ain't much of this tape left, so I'm gonna play it back to see if it sounds all right and make sure it's recording all right and everything. And if it runs off while I'm talking, we'll just flip it over on the other side there. And I'll chat with y'all a while on that. I got to go in here in a minute and try to get me some sleep. I know I feel bad tomorrow and having to get up early and everything, but ain't no sense me just laying in there tossing and turning when I know I can't sleep anyway. But maybe after I chat with y'all a while here on this tape, and I'll go in there and say a few words to our leader up above. Maybe I can catch me a few Z's and go on out and get on the road tomorrow and roll up Fook Van. Be another day closer to getting to come home. And that's what every morning I get up. I'm getting out before I get up. And first thing I say is short. And every how many days I got, I'll rattle that off. Makes me feel pretty good. We got some new guys around the company here now that's got a lot more time than a lot of us has got to go, but I wish we could all be going home. I know it's as bad as I hate this place. I know when I start to leave, it's not going to be hard to leave. Don't misunderstand me. It's just that I hate to go off and leave all my old buddies over here, you know. Knowing that I'll be back at home eating them big old red beans, fried taters, and they're going to be over here hustling. I guess that it's something we got to all do and everything. But I hope this whole thing gonna come to an head over here before too long. Maybe it won't be too long. Maybe we can get a president in there that can do a little bit of something. I never had really discussed with y'all. I don't know what you think about Johnson. I ain't too fond of him anymore, even though he is. Well, y'all, this is just about gone on this side, so I'm gonna shut it down and turn it over. Make out the other side, and I want y'all to make it one back as soon as you can.
Nah, keep him on the ball.